Welcome, everybody. Shir number 1356, and the writing is Shir number 508. Getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, we're in the middle of talking about the various different halachas of Negel Vaser. We are actually talking about other times where one has to wash their hands, and one of the times we're talking about is when one cut their nails. Now, we're not getting into the halachas of cutting the nails, how to cut. The question is as far as the washing of the hands. So in the previous Shir, we spoke about the fact that one has to wash their hands after they cut their nails. Plain and simple. Continue in this subject, the question is now, what about if one bites their nails? So they still have to wash their hands, right? I bit the nails. I didn't use actual scissors. I didn't use clippers. Do I still have to wash my hands? So the answer is plain and punchy. Cutting the nails as a cutting nails as used here refers to removing the nail in any manner, for example, with clippers or with one's fingers or even using the teeth. In other words, my nails are too long. I have to remove them. So there are actually certain times in halacha, where one is not allowed to cut their nails, but they could bite their nails. I'm not going to get into which time, but there is such a distinction. But the point is that the nail is not because of nervousness. We'll get to that. If somebody, you know, has anxiety, they're nervous, and they're a nail biter type of a thing, you know, somebody, you know, sometimes they're doing a certain thing, the phrase goes, it's a nail biter. So that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about a person has to remove the nail, so they use a scissor, but the case in time they can't, they'll use their teeth. They'll use clippers. So all these various different ways in the manner of actually cutting the nails because they're too long would be included in this having to wash the nails. So biting the nails and to make your nails shorter, you would have to wash your hands. In all of the above cases, the hands must be washed. Again, using clippers, of course, scissors, using the teeth or whatever the case is. Now, it's only whereby one uses the teeth to cut their nails instead of clippers or scissors that we say that one has to wash their hands. However, when one bites their nails out of habit, right, there are people who are nail biters and it's very hard. There are various different things that they try and do to get out of it. But, whether it's from nerves or whatever the case might be. Calms them down or whatever. But be it as it may, they're what they call a nail biter. They bite their nails, but they don't do it to make their nails shorter. They just do it because it's a habitual type of a thing, whatever it comes from. So in such a case, one would not be obligated to wash their hands. So however, if one bites their nails out of habit or nervousness, one would not be obligated to wash their hands. Okay, I mean, if you think about it, you know, it's a person who's very nervous nail biter, you know, biting the nails sometimes all day long or whatever the case might be, you know, they'd have to sit by a sink. So it depends, you know, it depends. It's various different. Some do it sometimes, some all the time. But be it as it may, the bottom line is that's how they bring down the halacha and the laws of daily living, page 30 and 31. That's how he brings it down, that one who bites their nails out of habit or nervousness is not obligated to wash their hands. Whether they do it a lot, they do it a little, that's not the issue. But when they cut their nails in order to, you know, regular cutting of the nails, I'll use a scissor. I don't have a scissor, so I bite it with my nails. Or sometimes I can't do it halachically with the scissors, so I'll do it. I could bite it halachically would be allowed in certain cases. So then taka one would have to wash. Nervousness or habitual nail biting one would not have to wash. Now, what about the one, if one cuts another person's nails, what about the one who's cutting, right? I go and I cut somebody else's nails, I help them, whatever the case is. So if one cuts another person's nails, the one who did the cutting is not obligated to wash their hands. That's the bottom line. If one cuts another person's nails, right, one who did the cutting is not obligated to wash the hands, in the case of nail biting. So that's an important thing to keep in mind. Okay, it's only the one, but the one, if somebody else cut that person's nails, so the one who had their nails cut, they do have to wash, right? So it's only if one cuts another person's nails who did not, I'm sorry, if one cuts another person's nails, the one who did the cutting is not obligated to wash their hands, but the one who had their nails cut, they do have to wash their hands because the nails were cut, you know, in a regular way. Okay, so, and like we said, the laws is found in the laws of daily living, page 30, 31 by Reb Simcha Benim Kohn Shlita. Thank you for listening. Atzlochem Baruch HaKol Tov.